I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Florida could again play a key role in deciding the next president. To win Florida, it'll be critical for candidates to do well with Florida's Hispanic voters, and no Hispanic group is a bigger prize than South Florida's Cuban Americans. This group has been mostly loyal to the Republican Party since they first arrived almost 50 years ago, but the Democrats are saying not this year, and they have some new tactics to bring voters to their side. The World's Jason Margolis has more from Miami.
Every 4 years, presidential candidates, Democrats and Republicans, make the pilgrimage to Miami to pledge their toughness towards Fidel Castro. Cross Miami's Cubans and cross off the Florida vote, and these days, likely the White House. But this campaign cycle, Barack Obama is ripping up the playbook. He's calling for less isolation towards Cuba. Obama said Cuban Americans should freely be allowed to visit Cuba and also send remittances. 4 years ago, the Bush administration made the rules tighter. Then Obama really shook up the playbook. He said he'd talk to Cuban leaders.
And the reason is this, that the notion that somehow not talking to countries is punishment to them, which has been the guiding diplomatic principle of this administration, is ridiculous.
This was a big political gamble, and the Republicans have been quick to pounce. Jose Riesco is the vice chair of Miami-Dade County's Republican Executive Committee.
I think it's rather naive on his part. I don't think anything would be accomplished other than giving them the power and authority to say, we've got the United States and we're playing them. Yeah, that's not looked upon very nicely down here.
But local Democrats are standing behind Obama, and they're getting some attention. In previous elections, Democrats barely bothered to put up a contender for Miami's congressional seats. This year, they have three strong candidates, including Joe Garcia, a well-known, young, charismatic Cuban-American activist. He says Cuba is at a transformational moment, and policies like travel restrictions make no sense.
I've had people call me and say, look, I've got to decide whether I'm going to go see my mother while she's sick or when she dies for the funeral.
Garcia says right now Cuban Americans just violate the law and fly through Mexico or Ecuador. They also send money to Cuba illegally via Canada. Garcia says it's time to rethink U.S. foreign policy towards Cuba. He says his grandfather's generation has been arguing for 50 years that the U.S. will eventually starve Cuba into democracy.
This is what my grandfather did every day. I mean, he would literally get up in the morning, shower, shave, get on his bike because he could no longer drive, he was retired. And he would bike to the corner store and argue for 4 hours and come home. It's a wonderful thing, but it has nothing to do with what actually is happening in Cuba.
But the Cuban grandfathers think youngsters like Garcia are long on idealism and short on lessons of the real world. After all, Garcia never suffered under Castro. You can see this generational split at the Versailles Cafe in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood. Older men lean on the counter, wearing Cuban guayabera shirts and sipping Cuban coffee. I asked several men in their 50s, 60s, and 70s what they thought of the Democratic Party's calls for change in Cuban policy. The men shook their heads, muttering in Spanish. Cuban-American Ruben Vicente spoke for the group about Obama.
I'm not at all comfortable with him. If the fact that somebody conceded power to his brother makes it legitimate for you to run over there and legitimize him as a leader, then you might as well bring back the monarchies.
Inside, at a table of young Cuban Americans, the political debate has a different tone.
The Cuba issue is important, but not as important as other factors that are facing us in the short term.
35-year-old Ruben Chavez is a Cuban-American attorney born in Miami. He always votes Republican, but maybe not this year.
I'll tell you why. $4 in gas. The local rhetoric is really not keeping pace with what's going on. I mean, the old school rhetoric of we're going to go back in Cuba and get our old property back really is, it's not my property. It was my grandfather's property, and there's probably a family of four, innocent family of four, living there. So, you know, the reality is what affects me tomorrow, next year, 18 months from now, as opposed to taking a hardline stance just by political habit. for the past 49 years here.
But undoing a half century of political habits won't be easy. Democratic political strategist Jeff Garcia says they're not trying to turn Miami's Cuban American voters into a Democratic Party bastion. But Garcia says they think they can sway 10% of voters to their side.
That is not a shift of, 30, 40%. I mean, George Bush won this state by some 357 votes. And so if 10% shifts, you end up with a drastic change.
The Democrats have one other thing going for them. Miami's Cuban Americans heavily supported President Bush in 2000 and again in 2004. But polls suggest, like the rest of the country, Miami's Cuban Americans have become disenchanted with the president and his party. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Miami.